You can always see more at WTUZ.com. We're streaming in there, too, 24/7. 365 streaming services brought to you by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local Allstate agency. I can't take it. I literally sound like I'm in a tin can. I mean, it's.
I know, I hate it.
Hang on. I pulled this other microphone over here. Let me try something here. Let me do something. Is this any better? Is that better or no?
You sound different in that.
Doesn't that sound a little bit better?
Mm-hmm.
I think this sounds better than this microphone.
It does.
But do you hear static now?
No.
We're a work in progress. We haven't been around for 25 plus years or anything here in the area. We suffered a lightning strike yesterday. I think this microphone actually almost sounds better.
It does sound better.
To be honest with you, than this one right here.
I think you're right.
I'm on mic 3 right now. Microphone tres. Anyway, hey, Roseanne took a shot at my girl, Miss Colonel Sanders. That'd be
Reba?
That'd be Reba, yeah. She sure did. Roseanne tweeted this yesterday, all right? Word for word, this is Roseanne's tweet. She goes, Reba is not a good colonel. Not as good as I would be. She also goes on to tweet, I do not believe that Reba even eats fried chicken, especially from the colonel. Roseanne.
Rude.
Now, we all know Roseanne likes her fried chicken. Just look at Roseanne.
Oh, my
okay.
God. Okay, that's a little mean.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's harsh.
But, come on, Reba makes a fabulous colonel.
She does. And she's from the South. She has to love.
Hello. Smoky Mountain Barbecue. True. We're not going white trash barbecue, Roseanne. Come on, Rosie. Everybody tore her up on Twitter for that yesterday.
Good.
They said, Roseanne, how could you?
It's Reba.
It's finger-licking good.
And it's finger-licking good, indeed. But no, Roseanne, she released no statement after that, after she took that shot. Reba hasn't said anything either. We'll have to just wait and see. There have been more. That was like the first commercial that came out for the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
That Reba Colonel KFC commercial. There's been plenty more since then.
Right.
Some of them are fantastic. One, she's dressed up as Reba, and then she goes, oh, I thought dressing up as a country female superstar would help sell my new Smoky Mountain barbecue. Then she goes right to back to the female colonel. Hey, not only did Roseanne drop that yesterday, her ratings dropped too. The opening debut,
mm-hmm.
The re-premiere, if you will, the reboot of Roseanne, we talked last week at... It drew 18.5 million people. The folks who watched a couple of nights ago, the second episode, Ep 2, about 15 million people.
Oh.
So down, 3 million, which isn't bad. Still, you get 15 million.
It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's still big numbers right there. Hey, coming back to Roseanne, I think on the April 17th episode, they said, was Leonard Hofstadter, also known as Johnny Galecki. From The Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
You're not a fan of Big Bang Theory?
I've never seen it.
I'm sorry?
I've never seen it.
I thought you said you've never seen an episode of The Big Bang Theory,
Michelle. What time does it come on? It probably comes on when I'm watching.
It's only like the number one rated comedy over like the past, I don't know, however many years. So anyway, I guess you wouldn't understand that. The dude who plays Leonard in Big Bang Theory. Used
the guy with the glasses.
Correctamundo.
See?
Good job. Good job,
Thank
Michelle.
Thank you.
Johnny Galecki is his real name.
Okay.
Used to play, I forget whose boyfriend on Roseanne back in the day.
Oh.
The dark-haired girl. So that was
is that
his.
Blossom?
No, Blossom.
Wait, the girl that plays Blossom, was she on?
Now you're totally confused. No, I'm totally confused.
Wait, who is the brunette that is on Roseanne? Oh, I'm thinking of a different show.
Yeah.
My bad.
Please, Michelle. Do you want to talk about Blossom? Do you want to go
No,
there?
I've never watched that show either.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes, that was a good show.
You want to go there? David and Darlene, there you go. Thanks thanks to my memory. David and Darlene, the couple in Roseanne.
Oh, okay.
David was obviously Johnny Galecki. Anyway, hey, on to more important things. Ay, ay, ay.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. Don't ever be sorry about anything. Today is National Burrito Day, everybody. A day for Everybody do celebrate, of course, by eating a burrito. Could be a breakfast burrito. Maybe grab one at lunch somewhere. Or, of course, at
but
dinner
then it
time.
Wouldn't be breakfast burrito.
What do you mean?
You said grab a breakfast burrito at lunch. That wouldn't be...
No. I said grab a breakfast burrito. Then pause. Or a burrito for lunch.
Okay, got it.
Gosh, you're slow this morning. You're a lot slower than I normally am. I can tell you that much. Folks, today, National Burrito Day. I know Chipotle is offering some sort of special, I think something with chips and guac if you purchase an entree. I don't know what Taco Bell's doing, but they better be doing something.
Mm.
Something for National Burrito Day. Now, I had a poll question up. This was a few weeks back. The poll question, it was simple. Take your pick, Taco Bell or Chipotle.
That's tough.
Well, now you have to take a pick. This will tell me, once again, more about you.
Chipotle.
All right.
Here's my reasoning. One, it's bigger and it fills you up faster.
Michelle likes it bigger, everybody. Breaking news. Okay, go ahead.
And,
I just threw you off with that, didn't I?
Yeah, it tastes a little bit better.
What if I told you I've had Chipotle this many times in my life, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
That many.
No.
One time.
Are you kidding?
In my whole life.
See, you can't make an educated guess or a... You can't say that. You've only had it once. You need more.
Mm. You know how many times I've had Taco Bell in my life?
Probably a million.
I don't know about a million. That's a lot. But I would say... probably 900,000. No, I'm just kidding. But
like
it's
once
it's
a week.
Taco Bell is my pick. Once a week. Yeah, probably.
No, you have not had it once a week.
I eat Taco Bell once a week.
Oh my gosh!
Is that bad?
Kind of.
Is that bad for you? Just wait till my kids are able to eat it. Gosh, we'll be going there all the time. Kids, Taco Bell for dinner today again.
I thought my husband had a lot of Taco Bell, but once a week, that's a lot.
The nacho fries. I don't think they're going anywhere, which is
what are nacho fries?
Great to me. What are nacho fries?
They have fries at Taco Bell.
They do now, Michelle. I don't know where you have been. You haven't seen any commercials or anything for nacho fries?
No, I always fast forward through commercials.
They are, of course, French fries, but seasoned with some Mexican seasonings. No. And then you dip them in nacho cheese.
Oh.
So there you go. We'll have to get you some nacho fries.
I didn't know that Taco Bell was into the French fry business.
They are now.
Okay.
They are in the French fry. Everybody else is. Everybody else is.
I know, but I think tacos when I go to Taco Bell.
Right.
Or chicken quesadillas.
You know, they have Mexican pizzas there at Taco Bell. But we're not about that. It's National Burrito Day. Why are you getting me on other fast food Mexican items? Hey, some real quick fun facts for you about Burrito Day, okay? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
We all know they're popular across the U.S. If I had to choose, it'd be anything Italian, then Mexican food might be second on my list.
For sure.
The state of Wyoming, they love their burritos. They love them so much they consume more burritos than any other state across the country. Montana second, Utah, Colorado, then Idaho. What are all with those states out west and states that you normally don't think there's anything happening, like Wyoming or Montana, Utah or Idaho? What's going on out there in those places? But they love their burritos.
Interesting.
People who live in Maine, they love their guacamole. That is the state where the most guacamole is consumed, there in Maine. Wyoming, Montana, there's Wyoming and Montana again, along with New Mexico. Folks there, they love their meat, apparently, because they sell the most barbacoa, carnitas, chicken, and steak. You like how I said those right there?
I did.
That's from my South Texas days. they sell the most meat for their burritos than any other state. Also, New Mexico again, Texas, Arizona, they order the most red salsa. You like spicy?
Spicy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got to be spicy.
Got to be spicy.
They order the most red salsa. Meanwhile, Maryland, Virginia, and Florida, figures folks in Florida, they prefer that pico de gallo. Yeah.
Yummy.
Here's where the Buckeye State comes in. Right here in the good old OHIO. Residents here order, apparently, to this statistic, the most sour cream and cheese compared to any other state across the country.
Of all things,
is a fact. So there we go. We have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and we like our sour cream and cheese, just our dairy products in general. Wisconsin has nothing on us.